When the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, it pushed the battle over abortion rights to states, and now, in some cases, directly to voters. There's a record number of abortion-related questions on ballots this year in at least five states, including Michigan. From member station WKAR in Lansing, Sarah Lear reports.
When Alexandra Borbonis saw someone with a clipboard at an East Lansing craft fair, she made a beeline to sign a petition that would have Michiganders vote on adding the right to abortion to the state's constitution. It was shortly after a draft opinion leaked showing the U.S. Supreme Court was poised to overturn that right nationwide.
I made sure I signed it and everybody who was with us that day signed it. I think we do it for goddaughters and nieces and all of our girls that we're watching grow up, and I don't want them to have to do this fight.
Organizers say Borbonis was one of more than 750,000 registered voters who signed that petition. Assuming the signatures are certified as valid, that's more than enough to bring the measure to November's ballot. If a majority of Michiganders vote yes, the measure would nullify a 1931 law here that bans abortions unless they're done to save a woman's life. And that could be one of more than half a dozen abortion-related proposals on statewide ballots this year, an unprecedented number. Corinne Rivera Fowler is with a progressive group called the Ballot Initiative Strategy Center. She says activists for and against abortion rights knew Roe could be overturned, and they've been preparing for years to bring the issue directly to voters.
Advocates on both sides of the issue saw the writing on the wall.
That's why the Kentucky Assembly placed a measure on November's ballot to add a provision stating the state's constitution does not guarantee a right to abortion. Such an amendment would protect any anti-abortion laws from legal challenges. Republican State Representative Joe Fisher was the proposal's lead sponsor.
If this amendment passes, the decisions on how and when to regulate abortion will now be placed in the hands of their elected representative, not judges.
Kansas voters are deciding next month on a similar constitutional change supported by anti-abortion advocates. But in Vermont and California, voters are facing proposals this fall that would do the opposite after lawmakers advanced amendments to have state constitutions explicitly guarantee abortion rights. And in Colorado, advocates are trying to gather enough signatures for a November ballot initiative that would actually criminalize abortion. Colorado's among nearly half of states where citizens can bypass their legislature altogether by petitioning for measures to change laws or state constitutions. Rivera Fowler welcomes the process, calling it one of the most direct forms of democracy. And she sees it as a plus for progressives in states like Michigan, where the Republican-led legislature has blocked attempts to liberalize abortion laws.
Legislators are much more beholden to their political party instead of the people in their community. And so the ballot measure is really our tool for liberation.
Eric Lufer is with the nonpartisan think tank Citizens Research Council of Michigan. He's studied Michigan ballot initiatives and says in the last few decades, there's been a shift from those mostly related to taxes to those focusing more sharply on social issues.
They can't promote their issues in sort of the conventional ways. So this is a backstop.
If approved by voters, these initiatives could influence statewide abortion policies for decades to come. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Lear in Lansing.